From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urged nations with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. A draft resolution in the UN Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for a cessation of hostilities. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports that resolution.
The past 5 days have witnessed one of the most extreme bombardments of civilian areas in the entire life of the conflict, ravaging what was left in the once majestic eastern part of Aleppo. The objective is simple: to take eastern Aleppo by force with no regard for the consequences it may have for innocent civilians.
Samantha Power. The United Nations Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. Here is Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Security Council has today taken a strong action on one of the most enduring and pressing peace and security challenges of our time, the nuclear and ballistic missile activities of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The sanctions are aimed at reducing North Korea's ability to raise funds for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil minister said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he is completely removing himself from his global business empire to avoid conflicts of interest when he takes office in January. Trump said in a series of Twitter comments Wednesday that he would relinquish control over his hotels, golf courses, resorts, consumer products, office buildings, and residential properties. Trump is not required by the U.S. law to divest his holdings, but says he feels it is visually important to avoid any conflict of interest. Trump continues to fill his domestic policy team. He has nominated former Goldman Sachs executive Steven Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary. Mnuchin spoke to reporters Wednesday.
Our number one priority is going to be the economy, get back to 3-4% growth. We believe that's very sustainable, and focus on things for the American worker. That's absolutely our priority.
Trump's transition team said Wednesday the two, that is Mnuchin and Wilbur Ross, who's headed for the Commerce Department, will be instrumental in implementing the president-elect's America First economic plan. House Democrats ignored calls for new leadership Wednesday and re-elected California's Nancy Pelosi as minority leader for another two-year term. She has been Democratic leader in the House since 2002. She won re-election at a closed-door party meeting, 134-63, turning back a challenge by Ohio's Tim Ryan. Pelosi is 76 years old. She represents urban San Francisco in the U.S. Congress. A team of prosecutors has ruled unanimously that no charges should be filed against the police officer who shot and killed a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina, last September. Charlotte Mecklenburg District Attorney Andrew Murray said Wednesday he believes Officer Brentley Vinson acted lawfully. The case involves an altercation police officers had with a black suspect, Keith Lamont Scott. Scott's death triggered protests as well as 2 days of rioting, which resulted in the death of one person and dozens of injuries and arrests. A leaked recording of transmissions from the pilot of a plane that crashed Monday near Medellin, Colombia, indicated that the doomed plane may have run out of fuel. The plane had been carrying a Brazilian soccer team when it went down. In a 4-minute audio obtained by Colombian media, the pilot can be heard repeatedly asking for permission to land due to total electric failure and lack of fuel. Authorities in Turkey have detained 6 people in connection with a fire at a school that killed 12 people and injured 22. The fire broke out in a girl's dormitory late Tuesday in the southern province of Adana. The cause is believed to be an electrical fault. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.